Last week, I introduced you to Dimitri Daniels. He's a 27-year-old kung fu instructor from Urbana who's trained occasionally near Shaolin Temple ever since the age of 5. Now, travel books tell Westerners that they may get stares, friendly stares, or lilting calls of hello while they're in China, especially in places where they're not often seen. And Daniel says his being an African-American adds another dimension.
All they see are the ones on TV, which they see them stealing and everything like that. So when they meet them, they're like, wow. But but what I've noticed is that they don't usually look at you like, oh my God, this person's going to rob me. Pretty much they look at the blacks the same as they do as whites and other foreigners. It's just they're like, the first thing they see, they kind of giggle and they're like, hello.
So Dimitri and I, both of us now minorities, walked down a darkened street in the central Chinatown of Dengfeng during my visit. As we walked past a foot massage parlor, and as an aside, the place looked like it offered no more than foot massages, a group of uniformed young women inside began yelling, even shrieking, wanting us to take pictures with them. In our newfound celebrity, I felt a bit sorry for our interpreter, Daniel Hupp, who just looked on and said no one wants to take pictures of him that badly. It's generally a well-meaning curiosity. China prides itself on its hospitality. People in, say, Beijing or Shanghai are used to seeing non-Asians in their gigantic cosmopolitan cities. But even there, I was approached twice by people smiling and asking where I was from or how I like the city or how I like the weather, and I was happy to agree to an impromptu English exercise. I wonder if at least once, if I fumbled with a simple request or just shrugged at a remark, somebody would offer a comment in Chinese that wasn't so kind, knowing it would go over my head. Dimitri, though, has a secret weapon. He speaks Chinese, and he knows when somebody says a word like idiot in plain earshot.
I mean, I think they were talking to me. They were really close to me when they said it, but I didn't turn around and go and see. But it was close enough to make me realize that, like, the person was in my ear. But usually, most of the people say, I mean, they either say, oh, look at the old foreigner, or they're like, it's a black person.
I didn't personally hear the term old foreigner, or Laowai, though it's apparently as common to hear around Western expats as it is controversial. Some think it's meant to be derogatory, others don't worry about it so much. All Westerners can do is put forth as positive a face as they can. Ma Hong administers Dimitri's Kung Fu Academy, and she says she's impressed by foreign students' work ethic, which may be because they committed time and lots of money to make the trip.
Foreign, especially American students, maybe work harder than those Chinese students, and they will think the press time here is very precious for them, so they will work harder and spend more time on that.
One of Dimitri's fellow students, a London resident named Peter Hunter, agrees that stereotypes of Americans are best exploded by reality.
Obviously, we thought American may be a little excitable, maybe a little loud, but when he turned up, I mean, he's a very, very, very nice guy. He's very centered, very relaxed, very chilled out, but I mean, most people who do kung fu tend to be like that, so it wasn't too much of a problem. But training with him is great as well. It's a different sort of energy of having someone from the States who teaches come here.
So perhaps more real-life exposure to Americans beyond the movie or TV screen could dampen the excited reactions over time. That increased face time is a distinct possibility now that China's wide open to Western tourists and business people. For now, we can be thankful that the cries of hello still come with wide smiles. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Bye-bye.